This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he deeply appreciates and fully reciprocates President Trump's sentiments and positive assessment of India-US ties. Responding to the US President's recent statements, the Prime Minister said in a social media post that India and the US have a very positive and forward-looking comprehensive and global strategic partnership. Mr. Trump, in his remarks to the media in Washington last night, said that India and the United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. Mr. Trump said Mr. Modi is a great prime minister and he will always be friends with him. The goods and services tax reforms launched by the government are set to reduce tax rates on a range of daily use items of consumers from the 22nd of this month. The GST Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. Today we take a look at the reforms undertaken for dairy products.
Items like paneer, chhena and ultra-high temperature milk which attracted a 5% GST rate are now tax-free. Furthermore, dairy oils including butter, ghee and cheese holding a 12% GST previously have been slashed down to 5% now. The GST on plant-based milk beverages is also cut down from 18% to 5%, offering relief to consumers on healthier dairy alternatives. Talking to media, Managing Director of Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, Jayan Mehta, lauded the decision as a great news for producers and consumers. He said, lower taxes will boost consumption and provide producers access to a larger and continuous market.
ये देश के उत्पादक और consumers के लिए बड़ी अच्छी खबर है क्योंकि वाजिब दाम होने से उसकी consumption में बढ़ोतरी होगी और उसकी वजह से हमारे उत्पादक को बहुत विशाल market लगातार मिलता रहेगा.
The reform will directly benefit over 8 crore rural farmer families, particularly small margin and landless laborers engaged in rearing milch animals for their livelihoods, while also supporting a large segment of consumers. With Rohan, Drishti Punyani, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Investor Education and Protection Fund Authority under the Ministry of Corporate Affairs today formed a committee to review existing procedures and recommend reforms for simplifying documentation in low-value claim cases. This move is expected to significantly reduce timelines, improve transparency, and provide hassle-free services to investors. The suggestions, once adopted, would be applicable to claims valued up to physical securities of 5 lakh rupees, DMAT securities of 15 lakh rupees, and dividends up to 10,000 rupees. The impact of the monsoon continues to be felt in Himachal Pradesh as intermittent rainfall and landslides are disrupting traffic at many locations. In the apple-producing regions of Shimla, Kullu and Mandi, road closures have severely affected the transportation of apples to markets. In Punjab, the flood situation is gradually coming under control. The Met Department has not predicted heavy rain in the coming 2 days. The water level of the Yamuna River in Delhi is receding, but the city continues to grapple with a flood-like situation as the level remains above the danger mark. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Rajasthan till tomorrow, with the possibility of extremely heavy falls at isolated places over Gujarat. Extremely heavy falls are also likely over West Rajasthan tomorrow. The 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival culminates today with the immersion of Lord Ganesha's idols across the country on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. Devotees will bid farewell to the deity amid grand processions, music and prayers, while authorities have arranged elaborate security and eco-friendly measures for the immersion. In squash, Yusha Nafis and Rudra Singh clinched the boys and girls under-19 titles at the Indian Junior Open Championships in Jaipur today. Nafis, who was part of India's bronze medal-winning squad at the Asian Junior Team Championships earlier this year, rallied to defeat Rachit Shah in a 5-game thriller to secure the top prize at the Rajasthan Squash Academy. In the girls under-19 final, Rudra got the better of Vyomika Khandelwal in straight games. And with that, we end this news bulletin.